This is Passport to Texas. In 1832, Dr. Francis F. Wells, a member of Stephen F. Austin's Old 300, founded a town along the bend of the Navidad River, which eventually became known as Texana.
This was the westernmost settlement of Austin.
Cindy Baker is the interpretive ranger at Lake Texana State Park. She says Texana was a thriving community. It was in a good location, had abundant natural resources, and a shallow water port. It could have been great if not for some short-sightedness.
Two brothers showed up and offered for $100,000 to buy the town. And Mr. Wells said, no, we want $200,000. We love our town. And the two brothers wanted to build a deep water port. So they went east. They found the Buffalo Bayou. They dug their deep water port and they called it Houston.
But that's not all. In 1883, the New York, Texas, and Mexican Railway bypassed the settlement.
A man named Telfener came through and said, for $30,000, I'd like to put my railroad stop here in your town. And they said, a railroad? We have a port. We don't want your dirty old railroad. He moved 7 miles north. And he named that stop after his daughter, Edna. Within 2 years, everybody picked up and moved to Edna,
making Texana a ghost town. Today, the remains of the town sit at the bottom of Lake Texana, created in 1979 when the Lavaca Navidad River Authority built a dam on the Navidad River. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.